talk this morning about putting Jesus first. And that's the song that I came up with that. But I just think it's wonderful how much we want the Lord. And the prayer this morning was precious, that our brother said that he'd rather be here than anywhere else. And that's wonderful. And but the way that's been, I have to admit, it kind of bothers me sometimes. The people come up with excuses why they don't want to be in church, or not, they can't make it to church. They've got something else going on, and it could be the littlest things. And, you know, I have to check myself and say, no, I can't be getting discouraged about these other people that are coming up with excuses or whatever. You know, the world doesn't care about Sunday. And used to be, I'd think in my mind, you know, well, Sunday's time for going to church. Can't they do that another day, or maybe in the afternoon or something, and let people go to church in the morning? But, you know, the world's just going to have its way, so it's not that. It's just when Christians kind of get swayed that way is what bothers me so much. But rather than get discouraged about that, let's take some encouragement from the Word of God and see the precious brothers and sisters in the Scriptures here that that love the Lord and put Him first in their lives, and take encouragement from that. And I start out with Job. In Job 23:12, Job says, "I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." And what a statement. He treasured the word of God. It was more important to him than eating the meal. He would rather miss his meal and go hear the word of God than make sure his belly was full. He just treasured that spiritual food more than the natural food. And what a precious testimony that is of the faith of a man like Job. But we all have our things that get us busy, and we have things to do. And, you know, I always get this feeling like, okay, I'll get through this thing, and then that things will slow down a little bit. But it doesn't happen. There's always something else. There's always something else that's got your attention and got your time. And you get busy with things, but we don't want to get too busy that we neglect the things of the Lord. We have needs, and our Heavenly Father knows that we have needs. And Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And that's always been an encouragement to me, having my own business. Even before that, I was working on a program I was making for this company I work for. And it was taking a lot of my time and attention. I was working on it at home on my spare time. And I got to a point where I'm like, I've got to figure this out. I mean, maybe I'll just stay home from church today and do that. And then the Lord encouraged me, no, I'll go to church. And so I did. And right after that, the Lord opened my eyes to the code of this program that was eluding me this whole time. He just showed it right me where it was. And it was just a wonderful answer to prayer. So I just want to make that a testimony that, you know, you put the Lord first and He'll always come through for you. He can take things that are bogging you down, or things that have you troubled, or things that are taking your time, and time's nothing to God. He can turn things around real quick. So, you know, in this meeting, you hear the term, the one thing. We're about the one thing in this meeting. And I want to read a couple scriptures about the one thing. Psalm 27:4, David talks about the one thing here. He says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." And how precious. There's a man after God's own heart. He wanted to be in the house of God. And just like when Jesus was upset with him buying and selling in the temple, he says, "This is my Father's house. My Father's house is a place of prayer and worship." And so David, he loved the house of God, and that was his desire. He says, "I want to be there. I want to inquire of the Lord. I want to behold His beauty and inquire about Him." And that's where you're going to hear it. You're going to come to a place that has to be preaching the whole truth, of course, but we have that here, thank the Lord. And you come and avail yourself of that, or listen to it online if you can't be here, and you'll be encouraged. You'll get to know the Lord more, His beauty. And we all have desires, wonders in our hearts, and the Lord will meet those, and He'll answer those things in our lives. Now let's turn over to Luke 10, and read about another one thing. Luke 10, starting in verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she come help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So we can get busy with things, and it could be a good thing. Like Martha here was making a meal. That was a good thing. We can have something going on that's a good thing, but if it's taken us away from the best, that one thing, to hear the word of God, like Mary wanted to hear here, it's not right. And it can be, like Jesus said here, you're troubled. You're full of care about this. And if we do get wrapped up in things that are distracting us from the word of God, that's the result that's going to happen. But if we put the Lord first and take in his word, again, those things, he'll see to it that the needs are met there. And we put the one thing first, put Jesus first, and all other things will be fall into place. So if you turn over to Matthew 10, you know, if we want to have God's best, which is what the one thing we're talking about, we want to be the wife of the Lamb. He has to be first in our lives. He can't be second or third. So in Matthew 10, verses 37 and 38, Jesus said, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. So we have family, and we love our family, and we put very high importance on them, but we need to have the Lord first. I'm from a family of seven, and sometimes my sisters will want to have a get-together, and it used to be where they would want to have it maybe on a Sunday morning, and they'd find out I wasn't going to go. And I'm not trying to be like I'm the best guy around, but I just put the Lord first. I wanted to be in the house of God, and I said, you know, guys, do it later in the day. Do it another day. But I go to church on Sunday. Now they figured that out, so they don't do that anymore. But or at least they don't invite me if they do. And that's fine. But I just, you know, and it's because I love the Lord. And you think about the sad statement in the Bible where Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas, he got so enamored with the things of the world that he forsook Paul's gospel. And, you know, we all have that distraction. The world's going to be pulling at us all the time, constantly, daily. It has something to grab your attention, flashing lights, whatever. Madam Bubble, you hear. All these things that will distract you. But we don't want to be like Demas and forsake Paul's gospel. We want to treasure that and not go that way. So, and then another thing is the church of Ephesus. You know, at some point, Jesus had to be their first love. But Jesus tells him in Revelation 2:4, he says, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. And this is what it's about. It's about first love. Who's the most important? Who's your first love in your life? And the church of Ephesus, like I say, they must have had that at one point, but something got to them. They got distracted with the things of the world. They got their attention on something else. Their heart wasn't there. The Lord wants our hearts. He doesn't care what we have. He cares what has us, and he wants our hearts. And so, you know, this isn't about, you know, you need to have perfect attendance at church and you can't take a vacation or anything. It's nothing like that. It's not about our faithfulness or looking around and say, I'm here more than someone else and I'm better than them. It's not like that at all, and I don't want to give that impression. It's about love. The love of God makes you want to know him more. And if you're not that much in love with the Lord, it's because you don't know him. If you know Jesus, to know him is to love him. And to find out how much he loves you and everything he's done for you and he's doing for you, his desires toward you, he's prepared a place for us. He's got our lives, the path prepared before us, good works for us to walk in. He'll meet every need. We don't have to look at ourselves as being No way it could be me, because it's not us. It's what he's done. It's Christ in me that can accomplish anything. But he loves us so, and the more you learn about him, again, through the Word of God is where you're going to learn about how much he loves you, the more you love him, and he is your first love. So one more thing. In Philippians 3, Paul talked about that one thing. And he mentions that in that one thing in verse 13. He says, this one thing I do. But back up to some other verses here. In verse 8, he says, I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. He didn't have any other treasures in this life that were before the Lord. He threw them all in a dung pile. He says, I count that nothing. I want to know the Lord and the excellency of that knowledge. And then he also says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He pressed toward that. That was his heart's desire, and it's because he loved the Lord, because he knew the Lord, how much the Lord loved him. So I hope that's an encouragement to you this morning. God bless you.